Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Guys, I don't know if you know this, but in Arkansas, something pretty awesome just happened. They just adopted the most restrictive abortion law in the United States. It's just very, very interesting. I mean, you know that we have been speaking about abortion mm-hmm. and the 50 million children that have been murdered in this country since 1973. After abortion was made legal in this country because of the court case Roe versus Wade, mm-hmm. and you'll remember we did a few segments on VFN Radio. I encourage you to search the torch and type the word in abortion in the corner, and you'll start seeing all of these highlights. One in particular, we're talking about who is Jane Roe. And we come to find out that wasn't her real name. It was Norma McCorvey was her real name. Mm-hmm. That she actually never wound up having the abortion.
Right.
And that they basically used her case. They pushed it along. She didn't even know what happened. She found out that it was legalized like everyone else in the news. And after some time, she was saved. Radically, she gave her life to the Lord. Mm-hmm. They reached out to her. And believers did, and she gave her life to the Lord, and she was baptized on national television. Oh, wow. And has been a huge supporter of pro-life and the right to life. But this is interesting and very encouraging that the lawmakers, the Blaze is reporting, overrode a veto Wednesday and gave the state the most restrictive abortion law in the country. A near ban on the procedure from the 12th week of pregnancy and onward.
Oh, wow.
And they're saying that this is definitely going to go to, you know, to court, and they're going to, you know, battle over it. Mm-hmm. Of course, the people that are for abortion rights, which is, let's just say, the killing of innocent babies, let's just say it the way it is and the way God sees it, mm-hmm. okay? You know, of course, they're wanting to take it to court and to, you know, push it. The governor got all involved, and this is one of the lawmakers said, that not the governor nor anyone else other than the courts can determine if something is unconstitutional or constitutional. And that was a Westerman, and because the governor got right in the middle of it, you know, mm-hmm. he just got right in the middle of it. And so it's just interesting. The nation is looking towards Arkansas. And it's very good that this happened. And you know what? Take it to the courts. Let's take it to the courts. Many, many, many believers are praying that this gets overturned, you know, in the Supreme Court. When you're looking at 50 million children since Roe versus Wade in 1973, and really more than that now with the morning after pill, this is just what we know of. This is the shedding of innocent blood. Mm-hmm. This is the shedding of innocent blood. This is a sacrifices that are being made, mm-hmm. if you will. And it's important. At one time, you know, if you calculate the populations of the United States, and you take the least populated states of the 50, did you know that you can get up to 50 million by adding from the most least populated all the way up? You can get to 25 states. That's the population of half.
Oh, wow.
Half of the states in the United States.
Wow.
And you think about, you know, does it matter? You know, the sin has an effect? Well, even just look at what's happened with the economy. That's 50 million people today that are not even paying taxes or anything, you know, contributing. Mm-hmm. What about all the just wonderful things that we missed out on life in this country because 50 million people are not even here anymore?
That's right.
Because we just decided to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. It's time. It's time that we turn back. And you know what? In the statistics that we have here on the torch, you'll see that it's not even just, you know, the ones that don't know God that are having the abortions. Some of the highest percentage of abortions that are being done by Christian women who profess to be Christians.
Wow.
And it's like, this is not going to go well for us. This is not going to go well for us. We've got to turn back. I want to share with you a song that came out that's really moving. It's actually a rap song by this artist that I just happened to actually connect with over the phone. He's a believer, and we're able to get his short testimony. We're looking one day to have an interview real soon for him available for our VFN radio listeners on how he came to God and his whole testimony, which is pretty amazing. But I want you to listen to this rap song that he put together about the unborn child. Listen up.
New voice message, Tuesday, 8:59 p.m.
It's me. I just picked up a pregnancy test. It came out positive. Give me a call back when you get this message.
Message deleted.
Mommy, I'm only 5 weeks old, but I can feel my heart. The doctor says I'll see you in November, but we're still in March. And by the way, mommy, what the doctor says a lie. You don't have to worry, cause my body's developing just fine. So please tell daddy that he doesn't have to cry no more. Jesus finished with my brain, he's working on my spinal cord. Besides, not everything is always what it seems. Why you think that when you dream, you wake up, don't know what it means. So tell the world to give you space and just let you breathe. Remember, God loves you so much that he sent you me. Sometimes you gotta laugh it off and just let it be, like when you thought I was a girl and painted my new bedroom pink. I heard you cry when daddy's diamond bezel ring slid it off your fingers and went right down that restroom sink. And you and daddy began to argue for the next 2 weeks, but I don't know what the problem is anymore, so I guess it's me.
This is your fault, I told you, but you just denied it.
Leave me alone, get out of my face, just be quiet.
I said birth control and you're like, no, we can do without it. And now
I'm pregnant, so what do you want me to do about it?
You're gonna go to the doctors and have them take it out.
No!
You crazy? We can't afford the payments that we're making now. Oh, this was meant to be.
What?
Why we've been going through it. Don't you get it? The wedding ring? You were supposed to lose.
Mommy, just think. All we got is 6 more months. I can't wait for you to hold me. Why you think I kick your stomach? You must be proud because the nurse keeps taking pictures of me. Please tell daddy that I love it every time he kiss your tummy. But lately, mommy, honestly, I've been feeling funny. Ever since you left your job, got fired just for stealing money. And daddy says the cost of parenting is really something. So I can't help but wonder, do you even really want me? But that's not all, because yesterday I heard you scream when daddy said he's leaving you and marriage was a worthless dream. He was a big meanie, he said a lot of hurtful things, but I still remember the one verse that you used to sing, that I'm your sunshine, another could take the sun away, and that I make you happy even when the skies are gray. But if I'm inside of you, then why do I feel miles away? Am I really in your womb or just swimming in my grave?
Victoria?
Yes.
I like your name.
Thank you.
The doctor will see you now. Please write this way.
I'm Dr. Ross. This will literally take half a second. I got your chart. Looks good. I just had some questions. So you're 3 months pregnant?
Yeah.
Well, it barely shows, and you left this part blank. Are you married?
No.
Now, are you sure you want to do this? Don't feel pressured.
Well.
Great, so next week, same time. It was a real pleasure. Yesterday, you were at the doctor's office, and I was forced to listen. I heard you tell him that you really can't afford his visits. You said a lot of things that kind of had me sort of tripping. Mama, I got a question. What is an abortion clinic? And why do you keep crying? What did I do to you? I think I get it now. You don't really want me, do you? I'll be good, I promise. Please let me just have a chance. I'll clean my room, I swear. You won't even have to ask. But wait a minute, mama. This just sound kind of silly. You don't want me, so you're gonna pay some guy to kill me? $500? Is that all I'm worth to you? What if grandma had this done before she ever gave birth to you? And let me guess, daddy's gonna help you pay for this. I'm sorry I'm an inconvenience. I'm just a waste of skin. I'ma be with Jesus. He'll find me a place to live. I pray for you. You pray too, that he'll wash away your sins.
I love you, mom. Everything's gonna be okay, okay? God has a plan for us. I know because he told me. He loves you, mommy. He talks about you all the time. Smile because Jesus loves you.
Powerful. Powerful.
Wow.
Powerful. I mean, these rap lyrics were like, if it's the unborn child speaking,
yeah,
you know, and the enemy will try to do everything to disassociate that there is a person there. Mm-hmm. You know, the Word of God says that, you know, God knit us in our mother's wombs. Mm-hmm. you know, and from the foundations of the earth, God knew us. You know, before I was a believer, there's a lot of people that don't know. They don't understand about, you know, abortion rights. They don't know the full kind of spectrum of the truth. And before I knew God, you know, I didn't know. I just thought, well, hey, there's a right of a woman. Who has the, you know, the right to tell someone what to do? Mm-hmm. And until I gave my life to the Lord, my eyes were opened. I've read God's word and God spoke to me and see it plainly that it's nobody has the right. Nobody has. It's not what you can do to your body. It's what you're doing to somebody else's body. There's a baby there. You know what I'm saying? There's a baby and it's murder. No one has the right to take another person's life. The life that only God can give.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The life that God can give. And it's just powerful when we hear lyrics like that coming from that perspective and we hear truth, especially too when you realize that the devil, you know, hates God's creation. He hates our guts and he wants to eliminate as many of us as possible. Why? Because we're made in the image and the likeness of God. God's going to use us to advance his kingdom. And certainly he would want to take out as many as possible even before they even get a chance to know him. It's time. It's time as a nation, as a church, that we defend. We defend the unborn and we stand for truth and we stand for God. I want to encourage you to listen to Is America Under Judgment? Go to VFNTV.com. I encourage you to listen to Is America Under Judgment? We want to continue to pray and stand with everyone who is supporting the right to life, mm-hmm. the right to life. And we heard an amazing rap by the rep. I mean, was that not amazing?
That was powerful. I felt that.
Oh, yeah.
That's powerful lyrics.
It's like just shredded my heart. You know, hearing it from that perspective, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, think about it. And how many young ladies or women that are just being told, oh no, you know, and no one's talking to them about there's a baby in there, you know, there is a baby. Think of it from the child's perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, your mom allowed you to be born.
Yeah, that one lyric was just rocked me when he said, what if grandma would have done the same thing to you? Thought the same thing or something like that.
Yeah,
effect.
That was it.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. You know, actually, it kind of reminds me that a few days ago that a woman was in the news. A woman was having a child for a couple that couldn't conceive a child. And they found out in the medical reports that the child was going to be born with major, major medical issues.
Oh, wow.
So the family contacts the husband and wife contact the lady and say, listen, you know, we don't want this baby. We want you to have an abortion. We don't want this baby. We don't want you to deliver. We don't want it. And the woman that was having the baby for them, she was a surrogate. She says, no, I'm going to keep it. Then the couple offered her $10,000 to have an abortion. She refused to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And she wound up fleeing. Got her stuff and everything and went to Michigan where she, in Michigan, I believe the state, the rights are that she would be able to have still the rights to the, you know,
mm-hmm.
Of the baby. She did wind up giving the baby up for adoption and baby does have like a cleft lip, I believe you call it. And she does have some medical issues,
mm-hmm.
but a wonderful woman adopted her and they're raising her up and loving on her.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that's so wonderful and so amazing. Here you go. At one point, someone's getting ready to end because it's not a perfect baby. What is a perfect baby? What is that?
Hmm.
What's a perfect baby? We, you know, it's not good. It's not right. It's not right. And kudos to that woman that said, no, I just will not do it. I will not end this child. I will not do it. And didn't sell out for 10 grand.
Good for her.
You know?
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely good for her.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.